wonderful afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm listening. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you. I'm listening. I hope I'm listening, but you are listening to Financial Survival. Here, I thought I was going to start this out. I'll just picture perfect, and boy, oh boy. Anyway, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to stick to my little script that I always go by. I can't change it, you know. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. You're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today, as you heard him giggling there, is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2019. Hi, Butch.
Hi. And when you said I'm listening, I had to laugh because that woman never listens. But anyway.
Oh, man.
You know, Melody, one of the best things about doing your program is we can get some laughter through it. We do business, and we do cover some serious things, but it's always fun to be somebody that you can laugh with, too, because that's called kinship and friendship in Christ. You can laugh through things and enjoy each other's company. That's a blessing. It really is.
Yeah, but after you make those female jokes when we go on break and I'm there. Anyway, we got lots of things to talk about today, and I have a comment from one of our listeners and a new client here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a friend now. He's become part of the company of Discount Gold and Silver, and we got a lot of things to talk about, and something that I read today just kind of irritated me. It was also in the State of the Union address, briefly mentioned, and I don't know, I just got to my crawl today that, see, and I'm even picking up your little...
You're learning. You're hanging out.
Yeah, I'm picking up your West Virginia little terms there. But
we're learning how to talk right. Don't you worry.
Something that got under my crawl. I was reading it today, and it just... Anyway, let's get to the gold prices. Let's see what gold did today.
Well, get back to the crawl. What was on your crawl? I got to know that. Now you unbrought up.
Well, I'm going to talk about it after the market report.
Oh, okay.
Report.
All right. Go ahead. I just want to miss that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about it after the market report. We've got a couple of things to talk about today. A lot of things. But gold is still holding the 1,300 level. We did have some pressure on it. It's come down, and that's okay. But we're still above 13. Up 360 at $1,310. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I get all excited because it's up 360 and it's above 1,300. But yet I know with all the manipulation, the pressure, these phony stock markets, the fake news, and it's just not fake news about Trump. You get fake news every day on the economy. And I know it's manipulating. These prices should be much, much higher. They're going to go much, much higher. But just to see it beginning to trend higher, holding this important level at 1300, it was a good day for gold today. Silver is up 5 cents. You know, hopefully we'll get back up over that $16 level because these are all the legs that we have to pass in order to go to much higher prices. Platinum was down $8 at 801, and palladium was up 14 at 1392. The USDX today was up 0.14, which I don't have a clue why that's higher. I know auctions are going on in the bond market. That's probably what's pushing the dollar higher. Crude oil was down 1.36 at 52.65. We're going to talk a little bit about these treasuries and who's going to be buying them. And, I mean, it's just amazing, these numbers. Absolutely amazing. The stock market today, pressure on that. The Dow was down 220 points, came back. It was down, you know, much, much more than this. Mainly because about the U.S.-China trade talks. It does seem that when President Trump is doing his Asian tour here in the end of February, when he is going to meet with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. I think they were planning on him going to Beijing. That doesn't seem to be working out. And I guess the trade talks are getting wider and wider, not closer and closer. And so that's what supposedly put the pressure on the Dow today. So the Dow was down 220 points at 25,169. The NASDAQ was down 86 points, 7,288. The S&P down 25, 2,706. And the 10-year yield took a 2.65%. Remember, was it 3 months ago? Not even 3 months ago, maybe? Yeah, maybe 3 months ago. It was 3.25 in the economy. We had the worst December in stocks since the Depression. So, you know, these central banks here, there, everywhere around this globe, they can't go back to a normal monetary policy. When you have a fiat dollar and you have central banks who think they can control the economy, I mean, it's not normal anyway. There is no normal about that. You know, they only tell you they're trying to get back to a normal monetary policy. It isn't. The normal monetary policy would be having your currency backed by gold. That's a normal monetary policy. But anyway, let's see, the euro pressure on that, that's 113. Germany was down 2.25% last night, about 300 points. And, you know, it's, you know, pretty much the same. No one's paying any attention to what is going on. There's just so many distractions. And I think one of the biggest distractions going on in this country is the immigration and the wall. So I don't care if you're for it. I don't care if you're against it. I don't care if you're in between. It's a distraction, ladies and gentlemen. Everything else is being overlooked. It doesn't matter. And, you know, these numbers do matter. And it just amazes me, Butch, how these distractions are just being. And it's like, doesn't anybody get tired of it?
And, apparently not. Well, even if it did, the news media won't drop it, you know. I almost have a hard time watching mainline news anymore. I do, because of all the crap that they put out there. Nothing of really substance to speak of. I almost can't watch it. The only reason I do watch part of it is because I want to see what the other side is saying, so to speak. But it's just amazing to me how they manipulate everything in favor of what we'll call the left and cover up anything of substance. It is amazing, Mel. You have to give credit for being good at what they do.
I hear you. I understand. There was a senior Goldman Sachs banker who chairs a U.S. government advisory board known as the Treasury Bond Advisory Committee. And there was a letter that was sent to Steve Mnuchin, which is the Treasury Secretary. And according to their calculations, the Treasury Bond Advisory Committee, TBAC, according to their calculations, America will need to sell an eye-popping $12 trillion of bonds in the coming decade. Sharply more than it did in the past 10 years. And this is going to pose as what she wrote, Miss Hammack, Beth Hammack. She wrote, this is going to pose a unique challenge. No kidding, Dick Tracy. This will pose a unique challenge for the Treasury. She warned, even without factoring in the possibility of a recession. So, if we're just moving along in the great economy and we're doing, what, 3%, maybe a little over sometimes, maybe even up to 4%, and the economy, this is without the possibility of a recession. Let's throw in a recession. And what do you think they're going to have to sell in bonds and treasuries? It is truly amazing, and it doesn't, no one bats an eye. No one talks about it. No one breathes about it, because they all know, they're all sitting there, all your financial planners on your NBC, CNBC, and all your financial news networks and radio programs are all sitting there. They're selling you paper with their fingers crossed, hoping that you don't find out, hoping that you decide not to take your money out from underneath them. And then they're going to have to deal with a crisis far worse than what we ever thought 2008, 9, and 10 ever was. She says, we have to invest abroad, and the U.S. government bond market turns out to be a good place to invest. This is what the China... Before I got to that, she says there was a shift in the air. Between May and November last year, you saw China's holding of U.S. treasuries quietly shrink from $1.18 trillion to $1.2 trillion, well below the levels, or $1.12 trillion, well below the levels seen just 3 years ago. when their holdings topped $1.25 trillion. Now, these Chinese officials vehemently deny this decline as part of a political game, but come on, their economy is beginning to slow down. They're in a trade war with our president. What do you think they're going to do? Plus, they're reinvesting their other monies. So they're selling, you know, these treasuries and, you know, doing their thing and keeping their country going. And China's not alone. We've talked about this time and time again. How Russia, everybody's dumping, and guess who they're counting on picking up the tab? Who do you think they're thinking about and going to be pushing? People of this country. America's domestic savers. They're the ones that have been keeping it going. They're enthusiastically jumping into the gap, thinking this is a really great thing. And it's like, Butch.
I know.
How dumb are we?
I think we just look around us and see that.
I mean, it's like, you know, well, to give the people the credit, the retirement accounts, their pension plans, their 401s, their financial planners, they're the ones who continue to invest their savings into treasuries. You know, but you do have a say. It is your money. You do get to say. So, I mean, it's, you know, and we're going to need more because no one is cutting anything. No one is cutting back spending.
Once
in a while you'll hear, oh, well, you know, every major department has to, you know, cut back by 5 or 10%. Really?
And then they spend it somewhere else about an increase of 30-40%. They don't cut anything. We're going to trim $100 billion off the budget, but we're going to spend $1 trillion extra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been going that way for years. How much did we spend last year in deficit? Over $1 trillion in deficit in 1 year. But we're going to trim up $500 billion over here. I mean, come on, people. Think about that. It just doesn't work this way. It's catching up to us. And it is catching up to us. And when it all comes together and finally does fall into place, it's happening every day in creeping incremental steps. The economy's declining. The dollar dropping every day. But it's happening so slowly, that's like a frog being cooked in water. You know, you turn on a little slowly, let it cook, and before it's cooked, it's already dead. That's what they're doing with the dollar. We still have them. We still pass them. We call it money. It's not. Even though it dropped in value another 5% last month, who really pays attention? Because they still accept them. We just work harder, try to cut back on all expenses, and think everything's okay. I've done it for years. We've all done it for years. We're losing, but no one seems to notice it enough to get excited.
Oh. This week, one of America's biggest hedge funds privately concluded that in 5 years' time, the Treasury is going to need to sell bonds equivalent to 25% of gross domestic product. That's up from 15% now. This level of debt has only occurred just twice in the past 120 years. First, it was during the Second World War, and then again during the 2008 financial crisis. And the first time, the U.S. government forced private domestic savers to buy its debt via a patriotic propaganda campaign financial controls. What do you think they're going to do again? They did it after 9/11. Do you remember Rush Limbaugh on the air saying, hey, it's your patriotic duty to go out there and spend, spend, spend? We're going to give you some money. We're going to send you a check and so you go out there and spend. Second time, it relied on the central bank's balance sheet via the quantitative easing. So this isn't going to go away. We're not going to grow ourselves out of our problems.
No,
and even with the changes in these trade agreements and so forth, it might be setting us up for, you know, a better position when the world comes crashing down. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, it's just so frustrating. Even if you could find a voice somewhere in mainstream media, just somewhere, that would talk about the problems that we face. And, you know, of course, if anybody does bring it up, they're just laughed out of the studio and everything. So anyway, it's, you know, it just really cracks me up. It doesn't, but it fires me up.
Leaves you scratching your head, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It fires me up. And then this is I was going to save this for tomorrow. I have James Corbett on the program tomorrow, and I only have 3 minutes, and then you can have your say after the first segment. I'm fired up today. Maybe my coffee
go
is
for
finally,
it. I'm enjoying
maybe,
it.
Maybe my coffee's finally hitting me today. during the State of the Union, I think we all heard that the president announced an initiative about helping 50 million women in the developing world get ahead domestically, to get ahead economically over the next 6 years. Now, I find the 6 years interesting because, to me, that's assuming Trump is going to win the re-election. Or why would they just do the 6 years? He's got 6 years left. And this is going to be led by Ivanka Trump. She's unveiling an effort. Today, they will officially launch the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. This is a government-wide project led by senior advisor and daughter to the president. The initiative will involve the State Department, the National Security Council, and other agencies, and it aims to coordinate current programs and develop new ones to assist women in areas such as job training, financial support, and legal and regulatory reforms. It sounds very giving, very moving, helping though the women of the world better themselves. What about our women here in the United States that perhaps aren't trained? And you find them on, not everybody is, you know, on the dole because they want to be. What about training the women here in this country to better themselves so they can get off the various programs that they, you know, every time they try to better themselves, they lose something and they get in this catch-22. So how about helping the people here first? But that's not what I'm concerned about here. The president previewed the launch during his State of the Union, describing it as part of our commitment to improving opportunity for women everywhere. He will sign a national security memorandum. That's one thing that concerns me about this president. Everything is attached to national security. Every time he wants something to look into, it's based on national security. Our border problem, national security, everything, our government shutdown, national emergency, national security. What does this have to do with national security? We're heading into a break. I'll be finishing this up quickly. When we come back, please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. I haven't announced any specials lately. I have to get on the ball on that, and I'll have to bring you one tomorrow. James Corbett, we recorded a program yesterday, and he'll be on tomorrow. So, a very interesting interview. So, make sure you tune in tomorrow, as I will spend the two segments with him. So, and I'm going to continue with this on this.
Be sure and get your ad in the magazine. We'll see that you won't be in it until Monday, but get in for Monday if you can. Okay.
I will try. I'm talking about Ivanka Trump and how she's unveiling the White House Global Woman Initiative. And it's not that I have a problem with, you know, global women. It's just, and they're really not spending that much money. They're spending, I think, $50 million. But it's supposed to come from private and public resources, your tax dollars. The International Development initially is setting up a $50 million fund. They're saying, well, it's already budgeted dollars. That doesn't mean anything. You know, if you just have already budgeted dollars that was just sitting there not using it, how about not using it at all?
Well, you know, we lost all say-so in how they spend our money, didn't we?
Yeah, we certainly have. As part of the launch, you have USAID, USAID, and Pepsi. They're going to announce this partnership aimed at women in India. USAID and UPS, they're going to sign an agreement designed to help females and entrepreneurs export goods. Well, why doesn't that money go to women here in this country to help them set up a little business to export goods? And credit to Trump. This is credit to President Trump. He's twice tried unsuccessfully to slash USAID's budget by a third. And his America's First foreign policy has sought to limit the United States' role as an international leader. But his daughter said this effort was in keeping with administration goals, arguing it was a strategic investment that promoted security. There's that security word again. But guess who she's in partner with in doing this? Who she consulted for this project? Henry Kissinger.
Imagine that.
So, you know, there's a lot more to this article, and I don't want to spend the whole program on it, but, you know, that just kind of got under my crawl, and yeah, $50 million, it's not that much anymore. It's a lot less than $5 billion for a wall. But
you know, I don't care what's $50 million or $5.
I don't want to pay for
money.
It. Yeah.
I don't either. It aggravates me that we as a people, have allowed this to get totally out of control. We have no say-so at all anymore, no matter how the money's spent or how much you go in debt. We have no say-so in this. The citizens have no say-so. We say, well, we'll vote them out of office. How long have we been saying that, Melody? and how much has changed, even though we changed administrations and changed letters before their names. Have we gotten further out? Have we got out of debt? Went further than debt. The biggest debt increase in the history of tax increase was under Ronald Reagan, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and another huge tax increase under Donald Trump. So don't tell me that changing the letters in front of the name will make a difference. All they know how to do is tax and spend. That's all of them. All of them. Period.
All of them.
Tax and spend.
And it's security. And that's the word that frightens me the most, because when I hear when it's a security issue, I do think of martial law. I do think of these things are going to be used to do anything that the president might want. And it's just not this president. It's future presidents.
No, all of them.
All of them.
We paid for the rope for them to hang us with.
You betcha.
You know, but no one seemed to catch that. No one seemed to really want to know about that. My goodness. You know, I don't know what the next big sporting event is. Super Bowl's over, and what a dud. But anyway, I didn't watch it, but somebody told me the most boring game in history, and the viewership was way down. Now, that's been, I don't know how many decades. But nonetheless, it's just amazing how we tend to ignore these things. I saw the article about Trump, or about Ivanka Trump myself, and read that a little bit, and I thought, I don't get this. I'm like you, I was incredulous about this. I don't get it. Why are we doing that? It's not because I'm against helping people, but you said 10 times, we need to get ourselves back on track.
Yep. How can you help anybody when how can you donate when you're broke? When you're basically bankrupt, how can you really help other people?
And how do you help somebody else clean up their backyard if our backyard just is a bad word?
Exactly.
That's the way it is.
I received an email yesterday from Jake from Nebraska, and he says, how can Trump say we are strong when we are so divided and so bankrupt, and the church is so weak? The schools, our bodies, marriages, news?
Well, there's a lot in that we could talk about. I mean, everything is so corrupted and polluted. I went up yesterday to the VA. I go up every 6 months for a checkup, and so far it looks like I'm going to leave another week or two. I was watching a screen up on the wall with different phone numbers flashing. People call for a VA. If your vet needs a lawyer, he can call this number. If you have a suicide problem, call this number. Then it flashed up LGBTQ counselor or coordinator. LGBTQ coordinator. I thought, my God, we're putting our faith in a nation that has it for its army, sodomites and lesbians, and we think our God's going to bless this army. Melody, we can't be that, and I say this politely, damned foolish, can we?
Well, obviously we are.
I mean, to mock God like that and think he's going to step in and intervene. But what happened with Ivanka Trump is just more insanity. And that's because, Deuteronomy 28:28, God said, because you've forgotten me and my laws, I will smite you with madness. It's insane. But that's it spreading. Insanity is spreading like a wildfire. And with no checks to it, so to speak. Very few preachers even talk about it. The church is basically silent on everything. So I don't want to say. It's just prophecy will see it being fulfilled.
So anyway, those were just the couple of things that I thought were important to hear. And again, you know, the trade deal doesn't seem to be going well. And so we saw that pressure on the stock markets today. Your turn.
Okay, I would like.
I'm calmed down. I'm calmed down.
You calm down now. Okay, sit on the coffee cup and just relax a minute. But I would like to share a couple of things. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the program how I enjoyed doing the program with you because we can laugh together. We do a lot during the break between you and Todd and all. We have a lot of fun discussing some things. Now, folks, we can laugh at this if we want to, but this is it's all financial situation as far as what affects us. If we're not healthy, we can't produce. And there's an article out that says that people who that think about kind thoughts and try to do the right things and polite and not evil. In other words, they think on good things. The Bible says a merry heart worketh good like a medicine. Proverbs 17:22. So when someone's thinking about good things and trying to enjoy the times they have with their families, whatever, they're actually healthier people. Now this article just figured out that God said that 3,000 years ago. So that's why you may think we're a little bit silly, but we do laugh at some things sometimes because we have to. We have to have some laughter in our lives. So don't, I understand being serious. You know I do. If you ever hear me preach, you know I take it seriously. But laughter is a gift from our Creator for our good.
So are you going to tell the joke? Are you going to tell that joke
okay,
or
I'll
not?
I'll tell the joke. All right.
that was a big build-up for this joke.
Here goes the joke. All right. Now, if you get mad at me, it's Melody's fault. But a guy walked up to a blonde on the street and said, "You're a really pretty young lady." And the blonde said, "Well, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart." He said, "Where are you from?" She said, "I'm from Nashville, Tennessee." And he said, "Well, I'm from South Dakota." She said, "Well, bless your heart, you don't talk like a Southerner."
There you go.
Okay, there you go. But I do want to tell you another bit of good news. West Virginia, as I said, I live here, folks, and I'm really tickled to see some change, trying to be some change coming, because we had some people in there with some common sense. West Virginia's now got a Senate bill out, number 454, that wants to give parents the option of whether to vaccinate their children or not. No matter what the concern may be, whether it's with health concerns or religious concerns, or you just don't want to do it. Senator Mark Maynard has introduced it, and I don't think anywhere, but at least it was introduced for the first time I know in the history of this state that I know of, that let the parents decide whether they want to vaccinate children or not. After all, they are their children. And of course, crybaby will come out for different reasons why they shouldn't, but it is what it is. So that's a bit of good news. Some movement, any kind of movement, when the place is so dark, any little flash of light actually looks like a sunshine. Because this world is so dark and full of evil. You know, I worked in the coal mines one time. You may not know this, but I worked in coal mines for several years. And when you're back in the coal mines, you can turn your light off, and I promise you, you can feel the heat from your hand, but you can't see it. That's how dark it is. So if you light one little candle, which is hardly any light at all in most places, in a coal mine, it looks like a beam from the lighthouses, because it's so bright in a dark place. So to get a little bit of brightness in a dark place makes you feel a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So I want to share that. But I work in coal mines for a while, so I know what darkness is. Now I want to share an article I think that people need to hear about this. Maybe they already know about it. We all know who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, and she has a new Green Deal. Now this is for real. It's unbelievable, but it's for real. This morning, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released an overview of her Green New Deal, which threatens a massive transformation of our society. Below are details of the proposal. Now listen to this, Mel. This is for real. Rebuild every single building in the U.S. Upgrade or replace every building in the U.S. With a state-of-the-art energy efficiency. That means your homes, too, folks. Win traditional forms of energy in the next 10 years. The Green New Deal is a 10-year plan to mobilize every aspect of American society at a scale not seen since World War II to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions. No more wood, no more coal, nothing in those lines at all. Plans to ban nuclear energy within 10 years. If it's unclear if we will be able to decommission every nuclear plant within 10 years, but the plan is to transition off nuclear and all fossil fuels as soon as possible. This will be a good one. Listen, Melody. Build trains across oceans and in air travel. That would be a neat trick. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I'm trying not to laugh.
I mean, talk about some deep pillars or some good high sky hooks. I don't know. Build out high-speed rail to scale where the air travel stops being necessary. My gosh, can we get some family? Don't invest in new technology of carbon capture and storage. Just plant trees instead. Well, I can get all that. Mandate all new jobs be unionized. How much will it cost? And no estimate of the total cost of implementing the Green New Deal is offered by Ocasio-Cortez. However, as Ocasio-Cortez admits, even if every billionaire and company came together and were willing to pour all the resources at their disposal into the investment, the aggregate value of the investments they would make would not be sufficient. It says she wants to guarantee a government job. Everyone gets a government job, no matter what. And I have to get rid of my cows. My cows pass too much gas. So, okay, I can't keep my cows. So I want to see that railroad built across the ocean. I'm anxious to see that. I really am. Hope to live long enough to see that. That's going to be a feat. And I guess, do you want to buy some cows?
What kind?
Oh, they got different kinds. But can you?
But they can't. I don't want any if they pass gas.
Better not buy any cows then. But I'm just reading this, and I'm trying to understand, how can anybody be this stupid? Really? I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. The next,
well,
you know, and you heard those prejudices.
I'm not even so sure it's a matter of stupidity. It's a matter of getting attention and being plastered. If she didn't say these stupid things, no one would pay any attention to her.
But why is somebody saying, honey, you're really off your rocker? Why is nobody confronting her in this? Why is it everybody going along with her, keep their mouth shut?
Because everybody knows she's...
But she's a congressman. Woman.
Hey, I'm not sticking up for her by any means.
I know that, but I'm saying she got elected to office as a congresswoman.
I know it.
She's on the finance committee.
I hear you. It just goes to show how low the bar has been set.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, Trump said we'll never become a socialist society. Sorry about this, sir. We have been a socialist society since Roosevelt.
Yep.
Getting worse. Now we're communists. We're not just socialists. We're communists. You don't want to hear that? I really don't care. It's communist. Read the platform, the Communist Manifesto. You'll find we've got every one of them in place. We are communist. And I like some of the things Trump said. I did like some of the things he said about murdering babies and all. And this is all sounding really good. And I liked it. Yet behind the scenes, last September, he signed a bill to allow Planned Parenthood to sell body parts of babies. And now he's on there on the speech saying he wants to end abortion after birth. At the late term abortion. And I really got amused watching Pelosi behind him, controlling Democrats, raising her hand up so they wouldn't, you know, get upset, wouldn't boo too loud. I just watched it off and on. I couldn't stomach it. I can't stomach it. But I saw this and I thought, he said some wonderful things, but talking is cheap. Let's see it come. Let's see it coming to fruition. We are the most. Our nation is more divided today than ever has been in history. Mel, do you know that, right?
Yes.
And the factions are so far apart in their ideals and their ideas. It's impossible for them to come together. It ain't going to happen.
It isn't going to come together. But I think the reason they're not coming together is because our country can't come together.
That's the point. Yes.
We have gone to this degree. We have gone, I mean, I believe, and I remember talking to Bob Chapman about, we have already passed the point of returning, exactly. And, you know, when you look at the definitions of socialism, yes, we just see, you know, free healthcare, free this, free school, free that. But it truly is defined as a centrally planned economy that the government controls all means of production.
Yep.
Well, we don't have much production. And this is what we have. Government should not be in business. Right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Heading into the break, we touch a little bit on socialism and government tomorrow. I do with James Corbett, so make sure you tune in. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we're there, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, capitalism, it's all propaganda to make you think.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's amazing.
And back to the financial news, Shopko. You ever heard of Shopko?
I think so.
Well, Shopko has a total of 360 stores across two dozen different states. Shopko is closing down 250 of those stores.
Wow.
Now, that is 70% of the locations between now and May. And I'm looking at this thinking, that's a huge, huge, we'll say, conglomerate. 360 stores, Melody. That's a lot of stores. How many people work in those stores? They're going to shut down 250 stores. That boggles my mind a little bit. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, since you brought up a retailer, Eddie Lampert, you know, his $5 billion offer to buy what's left of Sears, it's kind of drawing some fire from the bankrupt retailer's creditors. And guess who else? Current and former employees, because they don't want to pay the pensions. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. These plans are underfunded by an estimated $1.4 billion. So the Pension Benefit Guarantee, or the PBGC, filed a lawsuit Friday seeking to take over the retailer's two pension plans. It covers 90,000 people, and these plans are underfunded. So they made it clear that Lambert and his hedge fund to have Sears emerge from bankruptcy in better fiscal shape. It will no longer be shouldering about $4 billion in debt and pension obligations.
And what will happen to the pensions?
Well, I'm sure when the PBGC goes in there and, you know, it's insurance, and I'm not quite sure, but I'll guarantee you, you're not going to get your complete 100% payment.
No, you're not. Well, even with a store like Shopko, with that many stores, you know they had a pension plan. But they're going bankrupt. They're trying to emerge from bankruptcy. If they go under, what happens to the promises to a lot of people that work for Shopko? Melody, at 250 stores shutting down, well, 251 stores, said they had 40 employees per store. That is a lot of people out of work. And on top of that, you know, it's small businesses, according to the article here by Zero Hedge, small businesses are losing confidence in what they thought was going to be a great time after Trump got in office, started tax cuts. Said heading in 2019, small businesses are becoming more cautious about their plans for spending, whether investments are bringing or hiring new employees. Some are already reacting to slowing sales, while others are trying to plan ahead and deal with fears of tariffs, volatile financial markets, the government shutdown, higher interest rates, and other headwinds heading into a new year, with some already speculating about 2020 being a recession. According to a monthly survey, 765 small companies by Vistage Worldwide Incorporated, just 14% expect the economy to improve this year, and 36% of them expected to get worse. So all the enthusiasm went in last year, and I'm not saying this because I'm enjoying it. I'm not. But the enthusiasm is dying because they see that this isn't going like they thought it would go. Small businesses are not seeing the profits that they thought they would. So, again, as you said a minute ago, we cannot turn it around. The economy is too far gone. And you cannot do it as long as you keep using fiat currency with the Federal Reserve controlling everything. We can never turn this country around economically. It will any other way. But it will not happen. You know that.
Well, I know that.
Yes. So, I mean, it's sad to see the enthusiasm is dying off. And I know that because I talk to people a lot when I'm out moving around during the day about a lot of different things. And businesses and other professions, they all tell me that just things, just economically in their lives, they're just not what they were just a few years ago. So it all sounded good, and I would like to see it all really work and everything boom again, but it isn't happening. Although I heard another talk show today talking about how under Trump the economy just booming, everybody just growing. But I just read with 251 stores being shut down from another company. Is that growing? If that's growing, I don't think I want to see it getting worse.
Yeah, because I also believe that if our economy was as strong as what we're being told to believe, I believe a lot of these, not all of them, because they really didn't change their business plans to adapt online selling. And, go just half of these websites, and they're not user-friendly and everything else. They're glitches. It's like they're done half, just halfway and so forth. So I get that. They didn't do great jobs, and so they are losing business online. But also, if you have a good economy, you usually will still see people out shopping. People do go into these stores. I mean, they can support them. But that's not what we're seeing. I mean, not 100% of the people buy online. But the reasons we go online is because we don't want to go to the stores that are around us because they've gone so deep in debt. And I say this time and time again, why do you want to go into a store and shop and spend your money? And when you look around, the place looks like it's ready to fall down. It's dirty, and with everybody in today's world all worried about germs and things like this, these places are dirty. The selections look like they've come from, and I don't mean to insult anybody and so forth, but the clothing doesn't look enough quality of what you're paying for it.
Well, none of it's made in the U.S. either.
It's not made in the U.S., but you buy these clothes online. They got all these pretty pictures and everything up there. it looks like you're getting something really good quality until you get it. And so it's just, again, how they're changing our how we view things, that they're changing and they're manipulating. And it's disturbing. People should be disturbed.
Well, to show you how far along we are in a total socialist communist state, you probably know this already, but in Oregon, Senate Bill 608 is likely to pass because the Democratic supermajorities run both chambers. And guess what this bill is going to cause, Melody? Guess what they're going to do with it? Oregon defies logic with statewide rent control. Rent control. So there's no more odious and damaging economic policy that comes from the heart than rent control. For years, limiting the cost of living spaces was done at the local level, but one West Coast state aims to be the first to implement statewide rent controls. Boy, that's going to boost, make people want to buy properties and fix but rent them, and that's going to make them really want to do something like that.
Yeah, really?
We're going to set to pass SB 608 legislation that prohibits landlords from raising rents in the first year of a residence tenancy. The bill would also cap future rate hikes at 7% annually, plus inflation. This will target all rental properties 15 years or older, but exempt units that are part of a government housing project. No, duh. It should be noted that SB 608 does not have any vacancy controls, which means buildings can jack up the rent by any amount once a tenant leaves his or her own notice. But it just goes on. Now they're going to tell the landlords, what they can charge for rent. I've always thought that people had enough sense to shop around if they found a better place and rent it. Why are we letting government get involved in this? Another nail in the coffin of a society against any type of free enterprise or capitalism. Totally put a nail in the coffin here, and landlords that own property are really going to be interested in making more of them just so they can be controlled and told how much to get out of them. This is ridiculous, but it's here.
But Butch, this is what we were just talking about in the beginning of the program. We're already a socialistic
country. We are. We're communists. This is communism.
And this is just, and it is. And this isn't capitalism. This is how they'll sell it. You know, this isn't capitalism. This is socialism.
I'm looking at all this and thinking, this is a country that I grew up in, Melody. I remember when it was somewhat of a free country. You do, too.
I'll be the first to say that this country has very little affordable housing. But why? Why is there no affordable housing?
Exactly.
Let's go back to our money. And again, that's the root. And what can be done? You can't do anything, ladies and gentlemen, until it collapses and they start from scratch. People think we're going to go, I hear the word reset constantly. Yes, there's going to be a reset, but do you think you're going to glide through it and not be stung by it? Do you think it's just going to be, well, we're going to reset this and you know, the next day is going to be back to normal? You're not going to know what normal is for a really long time. Everyone will be affected.
If ever.
To our standard of living that we have become accustomed to. God bless us for, you know, being able to get to this level without having really a bad day. I mean, certainly there's catastrophic events, and certainly those are tragic moments for those people. I get that, but I'm talking overall. But yes, we have normal trials and tribulations of our life and so forth. But where else can you go in the world and have, you know, umpteen cars in the driveway, umpteen TVs, umpteen this, umpteen that, and all unlimited debt.
Yeah, all most of it loaded down debt. That's it. That's the whole
thing. Loaded down with debt.
They don't have the patience to save money and buy something. They go in debt.
And it's not the number of things that you have in life that makes you happy.
No, it's not.
In fact, the less you have, usually, well, you know, I'm not talking about millionaires and billionaires, but I mean, for most people, sometimes, you know, the less you have, the happier you are.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot, and I'm learning a lot. I'm getting some years on me now, but I've seen that a lot of times the more you have, the more it owns you.
Yes, exactly.
And maintain it is, you know, as a toast my day, I don't owe anybody a dime for my home, praise God, or anything else that I do have. But maintaining it, the home, the cars, all that, takes what you earn just to maintain it. If I didn't have it as much as I do, then I surely wouldn't have to spend as much. And that's maybe a different way to look at things. By the time you pay insurances and taxes and all the other things you have to do to maintain these things, Melody, you don't need money anymore to pay for your home. It's paid for. But just maintain the property and paying the tax on it. It must be done. So the more you have sometimes, the more it owns you.
Absolutely. Go ahead. So going back to your Ocasio Cortez, when she's promising jobs and money for people unwilling to work.
Government jobs.
Yeah. Just print money.
That's what she said, basically. Just print money, yeah. Yeah.
Just print money.
What she said. You know, we could go to Virginia, though, where they can't even find a governor.
They can't find him?
No, they can't find the governor. I mean, the one in there now, they said, is going to kick out because he painted his face black,
right,
apparently. And the guy in line said a woman accused him of sexual abuse, so he's out of the picture. And the next guy in line, Attorney General, his name is Herring, said he painted his face black too back in the sometime in the 80s, 90s, to dress like a rap star, so they can't find a governor. So they're in trouble, and they're all Democrats. Go figure. I mean, Melody, this is absolutely insane. somebody dress up as a black man to play at a party to act like a rapper, and it disqualifies him for office 40, 50 years later? This is insane. What has happened to us? Comments?
No, I don't.
I mean, I'm looking at this and thinking this. I mean, the governor, and I don't like the governor. I don't like him. I mean, he was going to sign a bill that lets you kill babies after birth. He really was. It didn't pass, but he's going to do that. But Northam said that, you know, he wasn't even in the picture, but it was on his yearbook or whatever.
But you know what's interesting?
It was him. That doesn't disqualify you because you went out to a party when they had some fun. That isn't that. And come on, people. This is ridiculous.
But you know what's interesting, though, is, you know, he was, that bill didn't pass.
No.
And these pictures came out shortly thereafter. And this is politics, ladies and gentlemen. I heard that picture was actually around during the election process. And I think it was before November, I heard somebody say that picture was floating around. And they held it. He narrowly got elected. So, you know, if you've got the three Democrats being kicked out, pretty sure that you'll probably have a Republican in there next time. So it's politics. And I would think most of your politicians, that's how they control them. If you're clean and honest going in there, how long is it before they get you set up? They dig up something that you might have done, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Or they make it up. They make it up. I mean, once news says it, you're guilty already.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
one thing we can all move to California, though. They finally figured it out, Melody. Kindergartners in California are going to be taught there are 15 different genders. So we can go out there and figure out what you want to be.
You know, when I started counting on the ones that I know about, I only got four.
Okay.
I need to go back to kindergarten in California. Hey, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. And James Corbett. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. That's too bad.